to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and y'all, today is the day. Today's the day. So, as a lot of you have been asking, and a lot of you have been paying attention over the past, a couple months, I've been telling you that I have this really big gig coming up. And that's all I've said, because contractually, that's all I've been allowed to say. And so many of you have been getting at me, like, Bobby, what do you got up your sleeve, dude? You're always so transparent with us. What is going on? You never keep things like this close to the chest. What is happening? Talk to us, please. Well, I've finally been given clearance today that I can tell you what's going on. February 18th, 2023, I will be in Anchorage, Alaska, presenting my talk for the TEDx Anchorage 2023 event. Now, for my longtime listeners, y'all know how big of a deal this is. And for those that don't, let me bring you up to speed. I've been applying for TED Talks since 2018. That's a while. That's 5 years of attempting to get a talk. That's 5 years of writing up proposals, sending them out, sending out pitch videos, and getting told no so many times. And I know, a lot of you are like, you know, this sounds like, oh, it might have been a few times, it might have been a couple no's, like what, like 4 or 5? No. 10? No. 50? No. 100? No. 236 times. I have applied for 236 events and got denied for all of them. Do you know how much mental energy it takes to be told no for something that you've been trying really hard at, for somebody to just at the last second be like, nope, not taking this? And granted, every time I got told no, I was always met with feedback of how I can improve, and that was super helpful. But it wears on you, guys. It wears on you so much, getting told no after over and over and over and over again. And I finally got it. I finally got it. All because everyone that listened to the podcast with Nick the Millennial, he and I talked for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes after that podcast episode, and that is what spurred this talk. Like, he and I were just talking, I got this idea in my head, probably 30 minutes later I got an email saying, hey, here's a couple TED Talks in the, throughout the US that are available. And one of them happened to be Anchorage, and I said, "Yo, I'm jumping on this. I'm jumping on this one, y'all. I'm not missing this. You gotta be crazy. I'm not missing this." And here we are. All of that to say, y'all, if there is something that you want, and I don't mean when you kind of want it, when you like the idea of it, but you in your core want something, I want you to know that you can achieve it. You can attain it. Whatever it is, whatever the best life that you are dreaming of, you can make this happen. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun all the time. There are going to be moments where you're going to look back on your life and go, why in the world am I doing this still? I hate this. I hate that people are telling me no. I hate that I've been denied this many times. I hate that I don't feel like I'm making the progress I deserve. And it's going to frustrate you. And that's good. Because that means you truly want it. You have that fire in your belly. You really want to make this happen. And if you're willing to put up with the frustration, if you're willing to put up with the struggle, if you're willing to really just have to fight a little bit harder, you can make it happen. I believe in your victory. And I want to shout out Nick for helping me get this, because homie, this wouldn't happen without you. I want to thank Jenny for believing in me and watching me grow and helping me and supporting me every single step of the way. And I want to thank every single one of you that listens to my podcast, even if it's for a couple seconds, or if it's for the entire duration, or for those of you that recently have been spamming all of my previous episodes, thank you. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for helping me really achieve my goal. And thank you for helping me on this path to making one of my dreams come true. I've had the dream of giving a TED Talk probably since I was in high school. And ever since then, I've always wanted to do it, but I've never believed that I was good enough to get there. And for every single person that believed in me and had my back and supported me to help me get to this point, thank you. If no one's told you this yet, you are important. Your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they matter. And no matter how slow the progress is, steps forward are still steps forward. And I'm so proud of you for taking those steps when you don't want to, when you don't feel like you can do it, when you're stressed out, when you don't feel like you can make it, and you still get up and you still make the effort to make today the best day that you've ever experienced. I love it. I'm so proud of you for all the progress you've made. I love you very much. Thank you all for the continuous support, and I will catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces!
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.